Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tough Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, October 27th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny, December wheat down a penny and a half, and November beans up a penny and a quarter. Currently, we've got the U.S. dollar up 45 ticks. We're at 94.96. We've traded as high as 95.05. So that could put a little damper on the grains here. The metals and the crude are a little bit lower as well. We did have some export business. We sold 132,000 metric tons of corn to Spain and 238,000 metric tons of beans to China. So despite the higher dollar, we're still seeing some export business out here, which one would expect. Over in the long haul, I think the dollar moving higher is going to put a little bit of damper on things out here. But it looks like the dollar could maybe rally another couple of cents halfway back of this move. The weather, we're going to get some snow up north, Minnesota, up into the Upper Peninsula in Michigan. Cold temperatures. I don't think it's really going to make a whole lot of difference out here now. Harvest is getting done in some areas, so I think we're not at a complete standstill out here. We've had a couple of sunny days to dry things out, but I think corn will still be behind, but hopefully we'll be over the 50% mark in the corn on Monday's report. On my system, this is the last Friday of the month, so could we see highs in the Dow Jones, highs in the cattle and the hogs and some other commodities? It's certainly possible. Wednesday is the first day of the month, so between the 31st and the 1st, we could see some new lows in the corn, the wheat. The beans could not make new lows, but move a little bit lower here. But I think long-term, it's a buying opportunity here. We still have problems in Brazil. It's not great down there, but right now, the funds are content to stay short these massive amounts of corn and a fair amount of wheat. We need something fundamental to shake them out or something technical. Right now, we're just stuck in these ranges. And until we can break out of that, I don't really see much activity. I don't think the funds will really press it too far down here now that harvest is pretty much over in the beans and corn maybe has caught up a little bit here. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.